It's been a while since we talked about Sayous Law Vision, and of course that's associated with rivercal.org, but that's a whole other thing altogether. We'll get into it. So Meg Spencer and Russ Pearson is with me right now here in the studio, or are with me right now. Got to use my proper English there. So how's everything going?
Oh my goodness. Oh, so exciting, always. Yes.
So tell me how things are. Where are we right now with Sayous Law Vision?
So we are almost to the very end of year one of a 3-year grant from the Ford Institute for Community Building, the Ford Family Foundation's division that works around community building. But, you know, I still think we're just at the beginning of this journey that is helping hopefully bring us to a new place as a community.
It's already been very successful in a lot of great ways. The farmer's market.
The farmer's market has been amazing.
Awesome season.
Yeah, and you know, we've got Little Sprouts, Early Learning Academy taking off, which is a part of that vision for good quality childcare in our region. We're seeing Fiber go out, Revision. I heard Fura just had a big old conversation last night.
Vision Quest
outdoor programming and education. Very lots successful. And lots.
So what's left on the table?
Even more.
So much. But wait, there's more, George.
There you go.
Well, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, one of the exciting things that has happened over the last 9 months or so is in partnership with the Ford Family Foundation, we have been engaged in an evaluation of the vision and specifically of education here in our region. So country-leading evaluation group out of Portland, Dialogues in Action. They are really helping nonprofits and community builders of all kinds really evaluate what kind of effect they're having. How are they changing the minds and the lives of the people that they are hoping to affect? And so about 15 community members came together to learn this really intense process. And we have just finished up a draft of our findings with that process.
And I'd love to mention about that process, since I have a reputation being associated with LCC as an academic. I loved the way they taught us. You know, when you're doing like community surveys or something like that, it's pretty easy to get quantitative data. You know, you can do the demographics, figure out who's who, what's what, right, and identify, outcomes that way. And it's really easy to find anecdotal data. You know, you can cherry pick stories that sort of tell the story you want to tell.
Make you look good.
Yes. And that, you know, that's not all bad. But what is hard to get at is qualitative data. So data that really comes kind of spontaneously from folks, you know, asking questions, targeting them in such a way that folks are able to answer in a way that really gives a picture of how effective your programming is. And Dialogues in Action did a wonderful job of helping the folks on the vision team and those of us like me who want to know these kinds of results in terms of education in the region really helped us figure out how to go about this process.
It requires a little more in-depth questions to get the qualitative
information. It does.
Yeah, so what this group of 15 of us, and really we all just volunteered to do it.
Yep.
One of the participants said, it was like going back to graduate school.
Totally.
It was teaching us how to do these in-depth 45-minute-ish interviews of folks throughout the Sayous Law region to see what kind of experiences they've had over the last year with education and with the vision and those things that we're trying to make happen, to see if they're really happening. So we all then went ahead and completed about 3 really in-depth interviews each, really trying to get to the heart of how people are taking advantage of all the amazing programs and educational opportunities in our area.
And it's education in a very big sense. It's not just, you know, LCC, the schools. It's
not just traditional education.
Exactly.
Quest is a perfect example of that. The story times at the library, participating in roadie days would be an example of an event that might be educational.
Programming in the faith community, different nonprofits, all of those things are part of education in the large sense that the vision wanted to kind of wrap our arms around.
How many, you said there were 15 of you, and you each did three in-depth for it, so that's about 45 people. Is
yes.
that my math?
Yeah, about right, yeah.
What kind of a cross-section is that of the people who actually experienced educational opportunities this past year?
So one of the things that is exciting about doing it this way is you take some time at the beginning to say, who are some people that we may not be reaching? Who are the folks who may be not as engaged in education here in our region? So we had a participant from Upriver who spoke to some Upriver folks. We tried to get some young adults who maybe went to high school but didn't continue sort of formal education after that. We spoke to at least one student in high school. So we really tried to reach a broad section of our community, some who were really involved in education, some who were teachers, and some who had less experience.
So the qualitative information you get doesn't necessarily have to be good or bad, but it forms the blueprint for the next step that you're going to be doing, correct?
Yes. And, you know, really what's exciting about this is in some ways we are trailblazing here in this region. The Ford Institute has just brought in a group 2 weeks ago now who are experts from around the country in learning and impact who wanted to know about how we are doing this work and what our findings have been.
So I noticed, and forgive me if this is fake news, I really apologize. But I saw an article the other day, something about Bill Gates saying that the Common Core was not a successful endeavor. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but we all know that kids don't necessarily learn the way that we used to teach them. So what kind of things are you guys incorporating for kids and adults to kind of broadly get where they are to get them where they want to be?
You know, there were a couple of, so, you know, like we said earlier, we've got now this initial group of findings, so about 11 findings that came out of all of this interviewing, and we're going to be doing some quantitative data of the kind Russ was describing as well to get even more at this, but some of the things that I found really, really surprising was how important it is for somebody to get an invitation from someone that they yeah. know, for somebody of their same age group or a friend to say, come and participate in this with me. For people who are not used to showing up in classrooms or those kinds of events, it can feel really unwelcoming. They're not sure that they're in the right place. So that personal invitation makes a huge difference. So I think that's going to change how I think about library programming and how to get people in the door that may not normally come.
That kind of makes sense because you walk into a room, you see an event that's going to pop up. You say, well, I really want, but then you walk in the door and you get that instant feeling of, I feel like I don't know anybody here. And then that's also an adjustment period. So while the class is going on, you're still saying, well, how do I fit into this? How do I fit into this? And maybe miss some of the information.
And do I fit in? Should I just jump up and leave at a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, all those kinds of
things. Or maybe I'll pretend to go to the restroom and not come back. Yeah.
Exactly. To put Bill Gates' comments in context, and I did not see that article, but I know a little bit about the Gates Foundation, for example, some of the work they're doing. They're actually one of the major entities that are kind of behind the Common Core and then tweaking the Common Core. One of the great things about that kind of work, you know, it illustrates the value of this survey, this data emphasis, you know, really figuring out what's working, trying some things, doing the survey, finding out what's working, and then tweaking it. You know, if Common Core as it exists isn't working, then let's try something else. So, you know, that's exactly the sort of work that Dialogues in Action was teaching the Vision volunteers to do in our region on a smaller scale.
So what's up next for you guys?
Well, I think a couple of things are up next. Like I mentioned, we're now going to be trying to get at some of that quantitative data. So there's going to be a survey that's asking everybody in the community, everybody in the region, to talk about their experience over the past year with all kinds of education. We are also planning a series of events that is going to continue into the coming year, talking to people about parks and recreation, so inviting people to come together and play and talk about what they would like to see for the future of parks and recreation in our area.
And we've already demonstrated that, you know, those kinds of activities definitely fit into the broad sense of education in our community as well. You know, Vision Quest, those sorts of things are an integral part of what education looks like here in the Siosaw region.
Yeah, and you know, I think some of those spaces, those community spaces, are where one of the things that came up over and over again in our evaluation also was how many folks have these amazing skills that they want to share and can share, and that'll be of great value, and we need spaces for that to happen.
We do. LCC, we try to do that with our continuing education program. A lot of those things happen at the Sayula Public Library. I'm a big fan. But we need more. Still more. There's lots of people able and willing to offer their skills, their talents, their expertise, and their time. And we just need to keep finding ways to make that available to the community.
How can people get involved with
Definitely go to rivercal.org. There's all kinds of contact information there.
It's more than just a calendar.
And really keep your eyes open for these play day events. The Sayula play day events are going to be a great way to come together and talk.
You can also find that on the Rivercal.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And really, you know, I think one of the most important ways that somebody can get involved is to find their passion. Their passion and do something. That's really what I love about the vision work. It's about people doing the thing that matters.
Absolutely. Check us out and join the team. It's a fun group of folks.
Thanks, Spencer. Russ Pearson, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
We'll skip to news coming up at the top of the hour. Then we'll continue with our second hour of Our Town with the Seroptimists of Florence and with Kelly Bell with Lane County Recycling.